Hello, listeners, and welcome to a special podcast for you today previewing the Melbourne Cup and what a great race it proves to be again this year. I am Joel Marshall, and joining me to take a look at all the action at Flemington on Tuesday is my Winning Post and Best Bets colleague, Carl Diorio. And Carl, it's looking like a pretty good cup this year. We've got a short price favourite in Fame Game, but there seems to be a lot of chances.
Plenty of depth, isn't there, Joel? I mean, we always say it's the best race ever, every year, but this year it actually does kind of fit the billing. There's so many great chances, Europeans, the Japanese, the local horses as well, and then you've got a horse like El Moon Quith, who's been here for this campaign and has won a Geelong Cup in such dominant style. There's just so many contrasting form lines, which just makes this cup impossible to pick.
It is. It really is an impossible race. Shouldn't be betting on it, really, should we? But anyway, we all will, and we will try and find the winner, and we'll try and find the winner of the other nine races. It's a big day. It's a marathon, certainly a staying event, but, we'll try and get a bit of a bank for the cup, and we kick off with the two-year-olds in race one, and it's an early start. As always, 10:40, so have your Wheaties and settle down, and if you get into the track, get there early. If not, get in front of your TV and watch racing.com, and you'll get all the action. And as I said, it kicks off with the two-year-olds. Race one over 1,000 metres down the straight.
I've gone with number 8 here, Motown Lil, by Sebring out of Tigress Lily, who was quite a handy mare, Dan won four races. I just thought the recent jump out it had at Caulfield was in a heap behind number 11, Pop, and also 14, Stop Making Sense. Motown Lil bombed the start, but really got to the line nicely. And then subsequent to that, Stop Making Sense and Motown Lil trial together at Cranbourne, and although again Stop Making Sense beat it to the line, I thought Motown Lil was under a nice hold, and when it matters on race day, I think Motown Lil can turn the table. So I've got 8 on top from 12 Prompt Response, who's the sister of Prompt Return, who won last year's Maribyrnong trial. Third, number 14, Stop Making Sense, and for fourth, number 1, Miss Rock.
Alright, well, I'm here with number 14, Stop Making Sense. I like the look of her to beat 1 Miss Rock. Hard to ignore that debut win. 11 Pop has had a few jump outs and looks to go okay. Might be a bit of a roughie to throw in. And 12 Prompt Response in for fourth for me. Race two is over the 1,700 metres, smallest field of the day. Don't often get many 9-horse fields on Cup Day, but we have here, and we're likely to have a short price favourite in the form of number 2, Zazali.
I'm with 5, though, in the show, and I'm surprised it's come up at the price it has, around about the $6 mark. Fitted for the two runs this campaign, got back in on a hard day to make ground at Ballarat, and it picked up a fair few runners in the straight. I was quite taken by that performance over 1,200 metres, short of her best trip, and then last time at Caulfield again hit the line nicely. I think she's crying out for the big open spaces of Flemington and third up on the minimum weight. With now the informed Craig Newitt after winning the Derby, got her on top from 2, Zazali, 1, Precious Gem. I think her form's not as bad as what it reads on paper. And 4th, number 7, Cathy's Mark.
All right, I'm with 6, Mrs. President. I thought she's good on-pace mare, pattern against over the mile at Caulfield. I thought she was probably looking for this trip now, and if she gets a soft time up near the lead, she can run well. To beat 2, Zazali, has been running well in Sydney. 1, Precious Gem, as you said, last couple haven't been her best, but certainly her best form. You just go back to that Let's Elope, and she's right in this. And I put in 7, Cathy's Mark, for 4th. Race 3 is the J.B. Cummings Tribute Plate. It's had a few different names this race, but it is the 2,800 metre Sayers race.
Quite a tricky race. Changed my mind a few times. I'm going to settle on number 12, 4, Carrot, who's a lightly raced 5-year-old son of Montjeur. Thought the last start win at Caulfield was quite dominant from settling in the second half of the field. It finished over the top, and it would be nice to see Jim Cassidy before he retires to get a winner over this Melbourne Cup Carnival. And I just think 4 Carat will stay all day, and 2,800, I think it will handle that distance quite well. So I've got it on top from number 20, which is Spur on Gold. Hit a massive flat spot at Sale, but really hit the line strongly in a benchmark 70. Yes, there's more depth here, but Pat Carey's a master trainer of stays, and this son of Flying Spear has got a bit of upside. For third, number 10, Jim's Journey. Nice South Australian horse, 2 from 4 this prep. And for fourth, number 1, Crafty Cruiser. You just got to include him in these 2,800 metre slogfests.
Yeah, we're on a similar wavelength here. Spur on Gold's my roughie of the day. I just hope he gets a run. Yeah, really like him. He's just a nice progressive stayer. He's coming along well. He's going to lap up the 2,800 at Flemington, I reckon. So 50 to 1 you can get at the moment. Yeah, I'm with you. 20 on top, and I've got 11 in for second, Jim's Journey. Assassin Cole, 11. Just, I don't know what happened at the start last time. Came out, turned around, and just didn't want to bar him racing. But he's been taking over okay in Sydney this time in, and Joe Moreira might be able to get a bit of magic out of him. 12-4 carat in for third. This combination won this race last year with Grand Marshal.
Grand Marshal, yeah.
Same owner, same jockey, same trainer. So a similar sort of horse. So he goes in, and Jim's Journey, the South Australian visitor, in for four. So in a tough race, we have similar numbers. 20, 11, 12, 10. Race four, the Lavazza Short Black. This is a 1,400 metre benchmark 90.
Gone with number 8, Jorindal. I just think he's going to get a lovely run from barrier 5. I can see him just lobbing in the 1-1. Getting every possible chance. I thought the first up run at Caulfield was quite good in a fast run, 1,100 metre race behind Sabatini, and then was a dominant winner at Pakenham, going away for quite a soft win from barrier 4. I think he'll settle just off the speed again and be too hard to beat. Got him on top from 9, turn of the rounds, a horse with plenty of upside, first up from a spell, performs well at Flemington, 5 starts for a win and 4 seconds. Admittedly, sometimes in easier grade and over a little bit further, but I think turn of the rounds ready to run a big race here. This is obviously a race they've targeted a long way out. For third, number 10, Malaguera, who might be just a little bit suspect over the 1,400, prefer him a little bit back in distance, but I'm sure he'll give a sight from barrier 2, just off the pace. And for fourth, I've put in number one, Good Project, who's the class runner of the field.
Yeah, tough race. I'm with the Queenslander here, number 11, Siegfried. I seem to back him most of the time in Queensland. He's got a pretty decent record. He always takes a couple of runs. His first up record's not great. He usually improves second up, and he did this time in, and I think he looks ready now. He's come down. He has had a jump out at Caulfield, so he should be ready to go from a good barrier. 11 on top from one, Good Project, as you said, the class runner. He's got the weight, but he's certainly going to be in the mix. 5, Lordag, another Brisbane visitor with a good record. And 16, I've thrown in for fourth, which is Tashby. He's had a couple of runs this time in, and wide barrier probably against, but we'll include him in multiples. Race 5 is the Sweps hashtag Flemington Fling, 1,000 metres, and this is for the 3-year-olds.
Gone with number 5, Viceroy. Two from four this preparation, both those wins over the sprint trip of 1,000 metres, and I just thought probably should have won at Moonee Valley. It was a bit slow away from barrier 1, got shuffled back, and hit the line nicely behind Miss Idyllic, who led throughout, but I just think down the straight, drawn out, I think by that time of the day might be the place to be, and got Viceroy on top. From number 7, Ability, who dropping back to the 1,000 metres is a small point of concern, but I just like the way it's found the line at Moonee Valley behind Keen Array. For third, I've put in number 6, which is Fadnar, another one that drops back to the 1,000 metres after running at 1,400 at Flemington. Certainly did race Keen that day, so perhaps that's the winning move, dropping it back in trip. And for fourth, number 4, American Star. I'd probably have it on top if it drew out wide, but barrier 1's a bit of a bogey barrier down the straight. His South Australian form is very strong, and I'm sure he's more than capable of being in the finish. I don't have the 3 in my selections, Spill the Beans, who is the favourite, and that counter-attack form does look good, so I probably should change my mind. But I've originally gone with 5, 7, 6 and 4.
I guess if the track plays like Saturday, barrier 1 might be okay for American Star, but it's interesting to see how the track will play on Tuesday. But I'm with 7 Ability. As you said, coming back to 1,000, but he travelled really well at Moonee Valley last start, and he just had to wait for Keen Array to get going. I don't think coming back in distance is all that negative for him. 6, Fatinar, another one coming back in trip, as you said, I quite like him. 3, Spill the Beans, in for third, counter-attack form, should be good form. And 1, Prompt Return, good early 2-year-old, didn't really come up in the autumn, but has been trialling okay, so he might be an improver. 7, 6, 3, 1. Race 6 is the Lexus Hybrid Plate. This is over 1,400, and this is a listed race for the fillies.
Yeah, and I've gone with number 8, Tis My View, here on top. Small query at the 1,400, but I'm sure I'll drop out the back and be given every chance to finish home over the top. I thought the first up run at Ballarat was quite good without... It just had the beautiful run off the speed and finished home over the top. Second up in the Crockett, it just found all sorts of trouble away from the fence. Checked twice over the final 300 metres and just missed out on fourth in the photo finish. The blinkers do go back on, I note, and I think that's key for Tis My View, because it certainly didn't race As truly as it probably should have mid-race, it kind of just switched off and got off the bit quite early. So with the blinkers back on, expected to be sharper and tack on and fly home late. Got her on top from 3 Serenade, who was unlucky last time, I thought. Just Glenn Boss ridden a little bit too positively from barrier 4, and she didn't have too much at the end of her race. And certainly that day, it was better to come... well, that race, it was a bit of a sweeper's race because they did go hard. Third, number 5, Don't Doubt Mama. Back to the 1,400 metres. Does look suited at this weight conditions. And for fourth, I have put in... I'm just going through my numbers now. That's number 16. Regal Var, which is a... That's right, the debutant... Well, the first winner at Cranbourne, who won in pretty nice time for the night and does draw well in barrier 2. I've got them 8, 3, 5 and 16.
I'm going 6 Denver, hopefully a good speed. Hopefully the track pattern turns around and she'll be winning. I made her my best for the day. I like her. She's a nice filly and drops nicely in weight off that last run at Randwick. I'm just liking that Sydney form to hold up. 12 Arada. I liked her fresh run at Caulfield. Kept finding the line nicely. A step up in trip is perfect for her. 5 Don't Doubt Mum is certainly coming through the best form races. And 8 I've thrown in for fourth, which is Tis My View. Race 7 is the big one, the Emirates Melbourne Cup. We've got 24 runners. Of course, Excess Knowledge forced his way into the field with a win on Saturday, and we had Amrala pull out for Team Williams, which saw stablemate the United States get in. They were really the only two changes to the field on Saturday. And as I mentioned, Fame Game, short-priced favourite. All we're hearing all the last couple of weeks from the corporate bookies and the TAB is just multiples and doubles running through it galore.
So never feel sorry for bookmakers, Joel. Never feel sorry for them.
No, he'll get beaten the nose. That'd be... he'll win by nose. That would be a good result for all us punters, if you're on him, and certainly against the bookies. But look, plenty of chances, as we discussed before. Certainly, if you... don't let us sway you, but if you're looking for just that little bit of guidance to throw something into your multiples when you can listen to us. Carl, what have you come up with?
Well, I've gone with Preferment. He's unbeaten at Flemington. He's won a derby, and he's also won the Turnbull Stakes earlier this campaign. I just think the Cox Plate run is best forgotten. Hard to make rounds away from the fence, and I thought his run was comparable to something that Gallo Chop did. Pappy Trails performed similarly. Oh, I just think Preferment... Hugh Bowman back aboard, and I think quite generously weighted with 53.5. For a horse that's won a Turnbull and a Derby, they'd be carrying 53.5. I think if Mongolian Khan was in the field, he was going to carry 56.5, wasn't that right?
56. Yes.
So, I mean, considering that if Mongolian Khan was here, Preferment would be getting 3 kilos off him. I thought that kind of underlines the how well weighted he is, because I don't think Preferment is that far off the class of a Mongolian Khan, although he was soundly beaten in the Derby. I think his Rosal Guineas run in the autumn was a better reflection. But anyway, Preferment on top from Fame Game. Everyone saw his Caulfield Cup run, and we all saw that Tenno Show run where he sizzled home out wide for second, so he's got to go in. Third, number 17, El Moon Quith. I really like the Geelong Cup run. And I liked his Metropolitan run. I think he's been ticking over nicely for a long time. He should get the 2 miles as well. And for fourth, I've put in... the fourth horse I put in was... Because I've given out my top three in the paper, and I'm trying to find my fourth pick. My fourth pick was Gust of Wind. That's right. Gets in well down in the weights, number 24. Thought her Oaks win over Winx was quite... dominant. She's going to stay all day and just be put to sleep out the back of the field. I've got them 15, 3, 17 and 24, but heaps of chances. I think the others you probably can entertain at a bit of odds. I think our Ivanhoe's going to run a big race. I'd be risking Snow Sky and Criterion. I don't particularly like them. Criterion getting 3,200 is going to be a query. Hartnell's a bit of a roughie. I'd leave out Hoko Brave. Max Dynamite, people want to be tipping that horse to me, but I don't really like it too much. And even Kingfisher, people getting in my ear that Kingfisher's got a chance, but open race, heaps of chances.
Certainly is. I am with 10 Trip to Paris. I thought his Caulfield Cup run was very good. International horses that have had a run usually is a good formula, and I think he's a good each way bet. You're looking at Fame Game at $3.50 and Trip to Paris at $9 or $10. I'd rather be on him each way. 11 Who Shot the Barman's been ticking over nicely. Hasn't run a place this time in, and obviously a slight query on whether he's up to some of these internationals, but I guess that query was with him last year, and he ran really well for third. He gets him with half a kilo less this year, and I don't think he's growing any worse. You know, I think he's ticking over just nicely. So he's in for second, Fame Game for third, number three. I threw in the class of Criterion for fourth, obviously queries on the distance, but he's drawn well to get every chance. They're my four, 10, 11, 3, 2, and the other three that I can certainly entertain were 15, Preferment, 6, Hartnell, and 17, Al Munquith. Race 8, if you're trying to get all your cup money back, or if you're looking to reinvest some of your winnings, is the James Bogue Symphony Stakes, 1800, listed race, and I found this probably one of the better races of the day, and a tough race to work out.
Very tough race, but I've just gone with my each-way value here with an old favourite of mine, and you probably know what horse I'm going to tip, so which one am I going to tip?
Oh, it wouldn't be number 14, would it?
Yeah, it would be. Scream Machine, there you go. Back on the bandwagon after that absolutely eye-catching run in the Seymour Cup. Got back and sizzled home, turned me loose, led throughout. Sure, the fence was the place to be, and Scream Machine stuck nearest to the inside, but they were running time. And I thought Scream Machine was just back to his best. And 1,800 metres, that seems to be the right sort of trip for him. Well-weighted with 54.5, I think he'll be hard to beat. So each way, take Scream Machine from 9, which is Malice. I thought the last start effort in the Crystal Mile was good away from the fence. Behind turned me loose, so that form ties in well with Scream Machine. The third, number 17, Garud, who was third in the Seymour Cup behind turned me loose. And for fourth, number 13, He or She, who was a good last start winner at Caulfield over there, recent Cup Carnival. The only other one I'd include in the quality is number 11, Tall Ship, who got home hard in the Seymour Cup out wide.
Yep, I went 11, Tall Ship. Is he one run away? Possibly, but I'm going with him. A good run in the Seymour Cup. He's ticking over nicely this time in. So I've gone Tall Ship each way from 5, Hopgarten, who was pretty good in the Crystal Mile, as was number 9, Malice. He goes in for third. And I put in 13, He or She. For fourth, a big win with 60 kilos at Caulfield, down with 54.5. You know, it'll be pretty strong late. And if you're looking for an absolute bolter to throw in, again, might be one run away, but Kelvin Williams. I don't mind him as a horse going forward, and I want to include him in everything at big odds. Race 9 is the MSS Security Sprint, 1,200 metres down the straight. And another open race.
Tricky race, not much confidence, but I'm going with number 7, Kaepernick, here on top. Down on the minimum weight, I thought the win two starts got Mooney Valley was quite good. Strong through the line on a fast track, a firm track I should say, and then last time third behind Fast and Rocking, and Fast and Rocking performed quite well behind Chautauqua in the Manuka.
I must stress that Kaepernick did run on Derby Day.
That's right,
he did run on Derby Day, and it's not appearing in a lot of the form guides, but he did run on Saturday, and he wasn't suited by the track bias.
That's right. And Kaepernick, I just think, you know, the son of Fastnet Rock. From barrier 13, he'll be drawn out in the better part of the track. He might just get a nice smother up, and I think he can win from, as I go to my mobile, number 14, Nautical, who was a close-up second last time at Geelong. It flew home and just missed out. It's a horse that needs to be buried up and produced very, very late. Barrier 3 might not be the place to be. For third, number 2, Kuro, who ran 7th in the Caulfield Sprint last time. I think this horse needs to be gelded to achieve his best, but I don't know if Connections are going to do that. And for fourth, number 4, Griante, who's been there and thereabouts all campaign. Draws wide down the straight. Look for her to be finishing off strongly. Got them 7, 14, 2 and 4.
Yeah, I'm with 7, Kaepernick too. I couldn't really find anything else in this race, and I just come back to him. He wasn't knocked around late on Saturday. He was out in that horrible part of the track, and he just put a pen through that, and I think he'll bounce back. Four in for second, Griante, recent Group 1 efforts, certainly has her in the mix here. 16 in for third, which is Villa Potto, a nice galloper this. I thought he handled himself well, stepping up to listed class at Caulfield. He'll be up there for a long way, just depends, you know, the pattern and the tempo. But I thought he's worth including in the multiples. And I've put 17, Sariovo. He was a big drifter in betting at Caulfield. I thought his trials were okay in Sydney, but there was just no support for him first up, and he ran to the betting drift. So keep an eye on betting. He's good enough, but clearly you just want to see a market push for him. 7, 4, 16, 17. The final event, the Hong Kong Jockey Club Stakes. This is for the mares. This is a Group 3 over 1,400.
Tricky race. Very, very tricky race. I have gone, though, with number 16, Thinking of You. Fitter for the Two runs this campaign. I did like the way it finished off in the Nivison behind Nayali. And the first up run was also quite good behind Sure and Fast, who's the provincial championships winner. So Thinking of You, third up, out to the 1400 metres here, I think can get the job done from Four Whale, who produced a very fighting effort over 1200 metres, and that form through Politeness, doesn't it, Reed? Well, now after she's come out and won a Maya, Whale also won the CUNY over this track and distance back in the autumn, so I'm sure Whale will have plenty of admirers from Barrier 5. Sultry feeling in for fourth, who ran ninth in the Nivison last time, and for fourth, number 12, Traveston Girl. Open race, though.
Yeah, I went 12, Traveston Girl. I thought the fresh run was okay. She goes much better with a run under her belt. And we all know she's pretty handy at her best. She's a wide gate, but she's got good pace. She'll go forward. And just pending any luck, she can run well at good odds. Four, Whale, as you mentioned, at Politeness form. And she hasn't had much luck this prep. She'll be very hard to beat. Three in for third, Nayali. Really good return from her. She's a good dry track mare. And eight, Very Delicious, will be running on. 12, 4, 3, and 8. Well, that just about takes us out. We better get a best and a value, Carl. What was your main picks for the day?
Well, we'll go with the smallest field for our best bet because it's probably the best chance we'll get of tipping a winner, and that's race two, number five in the show, and around about the $6, I think it's a decent price. And the value bet is race eight. That's Screw Machine, number 14.
My best is Denpur, race 6, number 6. My value is Traveston Girl, race 10, number 12. And a roughie, which you were keen on as well, is Spur on Gold, race 3, number 20. If you are having a play interstate, my best for Doomben is Khabib, race 2, number 10. My value for Doomben is race 3, number 10, Katamara L. And in Sydney, my best is Invincible, race 6, number 5. My value, Swift Lady, race 10, number 6. And also don't mind a first starter, race 3, number 4, Hogman A. Well, Carl, it just about takes us out. Hopefully we've found a few winners and certainly made the Melbourne Cup a little bit easier for the listeners. Don't forget, we will be back. Don't forget to pick up your winning post, first and foremost. If you can still get one, they sell quickly this time of year, but there should be an all news agents now for Cup Day edition, and obviously we will be back on Thursday to talk everything about the Emirates Stakes. Before we go, the Oaks, we might as well mention the Oaks.
Yeah.
Have you got any thoughts on that?
Off the top of my head,
obviously,
give me some think music ambience.
Sacred Eye, Jamaica, and ambience raced her way into favouritism.
Yeah, I'd go Jamaica. I mean, Jamaica's been consistent. I think she put them away well at Mooney Valley. Ambience, I was a bit disappointed with the run two starts go. A little bit surprising that she came out and won on the weekend. But, you know, you always got to respect wakeful form. Beluga Blue, if it does back up, I think has been, you know, beat the males in the Hillsmith Stakes and can clearly stay all day. So, but I think Jamaica's probably got that touch of class.
I'll be backing Honesta each way. I've been with her for a while and I'll be sticking with her. I thought her Caulfield run was good and we saw Ambience bounce off that run at Caulfield. I think Honesta was in a similar sort of a boat.
Right.
Just struggled to get around Caulfield. They didn't go to the Wakeful because she has been up a little while. She's been through Sydney and didn't have a lot of time in the paddock after a Brisbane prep. So I think she'll be on the fresh side on Thursday by Monaco Consul, Derby winner. She'll run the trip, so I'll be backing her each way. Good luck to all the listeners, and we will be back on Thursday with the preview podcast.